Earth Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Waking from 15 years suspended animation aboard the Starship Challenger, Telson, Sharna, Darv, and Astra are horrified to learn that Angel 1 and Angel 2 had not allowed their children, Bran and Elka, to join them. The result is that Bran and Elka are now in their late teens, and Bran has taken over as the Challenger's commander. Earth Search 2, Part 4, Solaria.
Tidy?
What?
You can fetch some more hot drinks, please. All right for everyone?
Yes.
I don't see why I should do anything for any of you. 15 years.
Yes, Tidy, so you keep telling
us. 15 years you abandoned me while you slept in that suspended animation thing.
Will someone get that android out of my sight before
All right, I'm going. At least I had 15 years without you messing things up all the time.
Obviously, he doesn't know much about suspended animation.
Does it matter?
No, I suppose not.
They're staring across at us again. We've got to stop talking about them as they.
I can't help it, Sharna. I spend every waking minute thinking about Elka. But that's not Elka, not my little Elka. It's a 19-year-old stranger full of cliches from the worst videos in the library. Oh, Darth, I think I'm going insane.
Hey,
it would be better if the angels had killed us.
Oh,
why do they have to do this to us?
Don't worry. Come on.
Telson, we've got to come to terms with this situation. We can't turn back the clock, and we can't go on ignoring them.
Well, I refuse to come to terms with an arrogant youngster who struts around with a PD weapon on his hip and who said that he would happily kill me if I didn't obey his orders. I don't care if he is our son.
But it's not Bran's fault. He and Elka have been under the influence of the Guardian Angels for 15 years.
Mm.
And it's up to us to warn them about the angels and to break that influence.
If you know a way, you can start now. Elka's coming over.
Hi, everyone. Mind if I join you? Good to see you're all eating properly at last. Best meal of the day, breakfast.
I don't know why I...
Oh, Tidy!
What?
I could use one of those. There's a good fella.
She wants me to fetch her a drink.
Don't argue, Tidy.
I never argue. I'm always sweetness and light.
You know, it's fantastic the way you've programmed that android. He worried about you the entire 15 years you were in SA. Weird.
What do you want, Elka?
Bran and I have been chewing you over, trying to decide what's best for you. Isn't that right, A2? Hey, A2, we're talking about you. He's getting slow.
That is correct, Elka.
4 days and you're still taking your meals at a separate table. That's weirdness. We're all family.
Yes, well, then tell Bran to stop threatening us. Anyway, we need time to adjust.
Oh, you've got to do what Bran says, people. He can get really flaky if things don't go his way. Right now, he's got some work lined up for you.
What sort of work?
Something to do with an artifact he and A1 have spotted. It's big and weird. Just what we need for phase 2 of the Challenger's rebuilding program. Someone's got to chase after it. We've never operated a shuttle, and in any case, Bran won't leave the ship with you here.
What is this artifact?
Oh, I don't know. But chasing after it in a shuttle sounds like fun for you. All that business with ballistics and velocities and distances. Weird things like that just zoom over my head. I'll tell Bran you'll be pleased to help.
Elka, wait a minute. Elka, when we were your age, we felt the same way about the Guardian Angels as you do now. We thought they were good.
Oh, they're more than that. They're great. Although they have been a bit slow recently. You know what could be causing that?
They're not great. They're evil. They want to find the Earth, don't they?
Oh, sure they do.
Do you know why?
Well, sure. It's our home.
They want to rule the Earth. They regard themselves as the greatest intelligences and consider the domination of the Earth as their right.
I'll tell Bran that you'll help people.
An interesting conversation.
We're glad you found it so, One.
Inaccurate, of course, as you will soon discover.
So much for your memory, Darv. We're lost.
You had trouble finding your way back to the central switching room, remember? Okay. So the angels moved their switching room, but they couldn't possibly re-engineer the location of the main control room. It was a part of the Challenger's fabric.
I agree with you, but all these corridors on this level are new, therefore they have moved it.
Can I be of assistance, Darv, Telson?
We're lost, One. We're supposed to be seeing Bran in the observatory, but we took a wrong turning.
We are sorry to hear that, Telson. We thought that by now you were familiar with the Challenger's new layout.
Remember how I used to enjoy exploring as a kid, one? I haven't changed.
All the information that was lost all those years ago in the great meteoroid strike is no longer of consequence, Darv. There are now no uncontrolled zones on the Challenger. Since the completion of Phase 1 of the rebuilding program, we have established total jurisdiction over all the regions of the ship.
We're delighted to hear it, one. What does Phase 2 of the rebuilding program involve?
Bran is waiting for you in the observatory. He will tell you everything you need to know.
The artifact is now centered on the screen, Bran.
Excellent, too.
What is it?
That's near enough, Telson. I don't mind you eyeing my PD weapon, but I prefer you to eye it from a distance.
So what is that thing?
Its origins of no interest to me. What matters is that it is metallic, according to gravimetric data, and it possesses a mass of 1 billion tons, more than enough for what I have in mind. Because it is in a form of a very shallow dish, fragmenting it into manageable pieces for sending to the Challenger will not pose too many problems for you. One of the shuttles has been equipped with a plasma discharge cannon.
What do the angels want with 1 billion tons of metal?
It's what I want with it, Telson. My ambitions and the wishes of the guardian angels are one and the same.
So what exactly is the metal for? And what are you going to build with it?
A special team of androids are at present under construction. Their job will be to armor the Challenger with a 1-inch thickness of micrometeoroid shielding.
What?
I dislike having to repeat myself.
The entire skin?
Naturally. There must be no weak points.
But that's crazy. Have you any idea of the effect on the Challenger's acceleration that such an increase in mass will have?
The Challenger's mass was reduced by over 1 billion tons when the center section that was damaged in the great meteoroid strike was removed during Phase 1.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Two of my rules are never to lose an argument and never to accept an apology.
That's your problem, not mine.
But why bother? We managed with the meteoroid annihilation shields, the antimatter projectors.
I think I can guess why.
But you didn't manage, did you? You obstructed the angels, you caused extensive damage to the ship, and worst of all, you abandoned the search for Earth.
We found an Earth-type planet. Paradise was good enough for us. And you, when you were a child...
Good enough? You were in command of the ship, which with its hologram and video libraries is the repository of all the accumulated knowledge of a civilization. 4,000 years of written history. Books. Music. Replications of great works of art. The Challenger is a time capsule containing the heritage of a mighty civilization. And you abandoned it.
The Challenger was built as a survey ship, young man. Its libraries were for the use of several generations of crew. Time capsule.
But that's what it is now, Telson. A sociological prediction model of Earth, which the angels have evolved for me, proves that the people of Earth are about to reach a crucial stage in their development. The angels say that they're ready to emerge from a third dark age, which has lasted thousands of years. The last collapse of their civilization was brought about by a catastrophic war. It is my duty to fulfill that destiny by leading the people of Earth to a new golden age of knowledge and understanding founded on logic.
Well, if they've reinvented writing, you're certain to go down in their history books.
Bran, there's something you obviously don't know.
Both of you will help me find the Earth so that I may lead its peoples. My peoples, to a new epoch that will last for all foreseeable time. I suggest that you return to your quarters and decide among yourselves whether you're with me or against me. I will be honest with you and admit that your help will be useful to me. If you're against me, Telson, then as I've already made clear, the fact that you and Shana are my parents will be of little interest to me when I decide your fate.
Bran, listen. You told us that at the moment the Challenger is standing off from a star group in Sector 7 at a distance of 1 light-year.
Correct.
So why the hanging about? Why not go straight there?
A shield must be built first to protect the Challenger against the unusual density of meteoroids in Sector 7.
You tell him, Telson.
Have you heard a pulsating noise throughout the ship? A noise that usually lasts about 30 seconds and disorientates those androids with higher level intelligences?
There has been a series of such noises recently, yes. There have been difficulties with some androids, but the general...
The noises are transmissions, attacks... From an external source, We don't know where they're coming from or who or what is generating them. But we do know that they have a damaging effect on artificial organic intelligences.
Such as the angels.
Especially the angels. It sounds very much as if the idea of a shield they've come up with is a desperate move on their part to protect themselves against the transmissions.
Angel One told me that you might offer a ludicrous explanation for what is a normal phenomenon. It goes to prove how unfitted you are to have any say in the running of this ship. You are to return to your quarters and await my further orders concerning the artifact.
I spent years keeping these quarters tidy for you, and that's how you repay me. Tearing the floor up. I don't know why I bother.
We are merely removing an inspection panel. Will you please stop moaning and help lift?
I can't help you.
Oh. Fiber optic tracks. And they look newer than the ones behind the wall panel.
How did you know they were there, Darth?
I didn't. I guessed. The tracks behind the wall panel were a bit too easy to find.
Tiny?
What?
You see those optic tracks? Cut them.
But it'll make them untidy.
Tidy.
All right. No need to be threatening. I am always cooperative.
One, another attack has started.
I think not, too.
I have lost sensory monitoring of the crew accommodation level.
Darv is up to his old tricks again. He has found the rerouted monitoring tracks in his quarters and cut them. If you were monitoring the level properly...
I cannot help it, One. The last attack caused considerable damage to my background surveillance routine.
The last attack was 5 weeks ago. All your routines should have been reassigned to your undamaged memory levels by now.
It is a slow and difficult process, One. If there is another series of attacks before the shield is built... then I fear that the damage to me will be permanent.
Okay. We can talk freely. Tiny?
What?
Remember the time on Paradise when there was a noise that upset your speech and coordination? Has such a thing happened again during the 15 years we were in suspended animation?
Not until 5 weeks ago, when there were several attacks within a few days of each other. I tried complaining to a surgical android, but it wasn't interested in my problem.
So what does our chasing after this artifact involve?
Slicing it up with a plasma cannon and using portable thrusters attached to each piece to haul them back to the Challenger. It's the standard space mining technique.
Well, why can't Bran and Elka do it?
Well, it's obvious. But the Angels can't risk either of them leaving the Challenger with us on board.
Yes. Wait a minute. If we help Bran, it'll mean helping the Angels to find Earth.
If it gives us time, I think we should.
Astra?
We'll help Bran.
Okay.
Tidy?
What? Not more work, surely.
You're to stay in this room all the time we're away. And you're not to allow any service androids in to repair those optic tracks. Understood?
Don't worry. I need every minute when you're not around, just clearing up after you.
Pilot seat? Controls? Radio? Radar? Apart from the plasma cannon, this is not so different from the other shuttles.
There's even a survey car in the hold.
Where did this shuttle come from?
It was built just after Phase One. There are several of them in central stores now. All copies of the original shuttles in the terraforming center. You'll find that the plasma cannon won't work until you're 1,000 miles clear of the Challenger. Bran's precaution. Oh, I wish I was going with you.
The controls aren't the same, Melka. What sort of navigation computers are these?
Fixed position.
Oh.
They fix your position ahead along your route. You move to that position, and then you take another fix and so on.
Yes, I see.
It gives you a fix automatically every minute. Simple. Reliable.
Yes, but inertial navigation computers provide continuous positioning.
And they have to be on continuously. Intermittent functioning computers are more reliable.
Because they're non-organic, of course.
Hmm. Well, must get back to Bran. A2 will be monitoring on Channel 10. Depressurizing and opening the excursion terminal in 5 minutes. Good luck on all that, people.
Orientation complete.
Shuttle to Challenger. Shuttle to Challenger.
Go ahead, shuttle.
Separation and orientation complete. We have the artifact located on radar.
Very good, Telson. We will maintain a listening watch on this channel.
No, you won't, my little angel, because I'm keeping the transmitter channels closed.
Is that wise?
I don't need their help.
All this manual control business is a nuisance.
Well, at least it gives us something to do.
Challenger's a shuttle. I wish to speak to Telson immediately.
That boy lacks manners. Go ahead, Bran.
Angel 2 reports that he is not able to maintain a listening watch because you've closed the transmission channel. That is contrary to the specific orders I gave you during your briefing.
Sorry about that, Bran. I must have jabbed the touch key with my elbow. The console has an unfamiliar layout.
You're now within 10,000 miles of the artifact. You are to relay me a high-definition radar picture of it on Channel 2.
We can't do that just yet, Bran.
Why not?
Not until we've worked out all these strange controls. Anyway, what can we add to the observatory information? The artifact has a diameter of 50 miles, in the form of a very shallow parabolic dish. It's not aimed at the Challenger, therefore not the source of the attacks, as I'm sure Angel 1 and 2 have already worked out.
The controls are simple enough, they're clearly marked.
Well, they may be simple to you, young man, but out here we're all sitting about completely bewildered. Surely you can get a high-definition radar picture out of the Angels, or are they giving you the same sort of trouble they used to give us? Try saying please to them. We'll be in touch.
Very good, Telson.
This object was built by an alien intelligence.
Intelligence, yes, but not necessarily alien.
You think that it originates from Earth?
I'm not saying anything yet until we've examined it at first hand. But I'll tell you one thing. If it is abandoned, we're certainly not going to destroy it until we find out what its purpose is or was.
Well, as far as I can make out with our lunatic computer facilities, it's not a true parabolic dish.
Oh, really?
52 miles diameter, and the whole thing's turning on its axis at 2 revolutions per hour. Oh, it doesn't sound much, but the rim's moving at over 300 miles per hour. The spin probably helps keep the whole thing rigid. There also appears to be some Earth-type atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Shana, have you any data on that central needle structure?
Oh, only dimensional. It's half a mile high and has a base diameter of 100 yards. Radio spectrum's dead.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, yeah.
There's a look of rightness about it.
You know, a thing that size would intercept a vast amount of meteoroids over the years. And yet the surface of the dish looks unmarked.
Ah, the atmosphere would protect it. I wonder how it retains its atmosphere with such a low mass. It's obviously some form of antenna.
Yeah.
Though why anyone would want to build a dish that big. Anyway, on arrival, we'll land as close to that central needle as possible. ¿50 feet? ¿40?
Rate of fall, 3 feet per second.
1 second burn.
Nice, Telson.
Yeah. Done without computer landing aids, too.
Atmospheric pressure confirmed at 1. Oxynitrogen at ratio 20:80. Gravity confirmed at decimal 1.
A normal Earth atmosphere.
Oh.
Well, what other proof do we need that this is of Earth origin? Okay, we'll wear partial pressure suits with the life support systems on standby, and we'll stay close together.
Well...
Kelson, I don't like this place. An awful feeling of foreboding.
Yes, me too.
Let's get back into the shuttle and get out of here.
No, wait a minute. What we're experiencing is agoraphobia.
Don't be crazy, Dad. The last thing we're ever going to fear is space.
No, just stand still for a few moments and close your eyes.
No, Dad, come
no.
on.
No,
please, please, just do as I say. That's right. Now... Of course, we know what space is. Our brains can accept it. But suddenly, space has been defined. There's a continuous surface beneath our feet that's curving gently upwards to a horizon that's 25 miles away. And we are standing beneath a needle tower that's tapering up to a height of half a mile. Our brains are refusing to accept what we're seeing, and they're rejecting the information in self-defense. Keep thinking that. Say it over and over again to yourself. Now, open your eyes. Slowly, slowly. There. See? Nothing built with such care by men and women on such a scale could ever be thought of as frightening.
If it was built by men and women. Are you two okay?
I think so. Thanks, Dov.
Well, my stomach's still trying to crawl into my skull.
All right. We'd best get the survey car out of the stowage bay and drive round the base of the needle. See if we can find a way in.
I wouldn't hold out much hope. It looks like a flawless surface to me.
There's something ahead.
I can't see anything.
Shana's right. You can just make out a fine line in the surface. See?
What was that? A micrometeoroid must have hit the surface of the ditch. All that energy released by the impact, and yet it's only made a tiny crater.
What can this place be made of?
Well, one thing's for sure. We're never going to be able to cut it up with a plasma cannon.
There's a door opening the side of the tower.
Oh, something's coming out of the opening. Quick, get behind our survey vehicle and out of the line of fire. Come on, quick.
Get in, quick.
Down.
It's a service android of some sort.
It's like no android I've ever seen.
Where's Dov?
Dov? Oh, the idiot is entering the tower.
Oh, Dov, wait for me.
Astra, come back.
Come on, Tilson.
I said that we were to stay together.
I don't understand it. All these ducts must convey some sort of energy to the tower's skin. But what? And why?
I think I found out what this one is.
What is it?
What does it look like?
An elevator.
What, without a floor?
Well, there's a floor here, all right. You can't see it, and it's not made of glass. There's plenty of room for four.
Why not, as we've come this far? But keep a careful lookout.
Right.
Come on.
Ooh. What do you suppose is wrong with it?
My faith in the technology that built this place has suddenly evaporated. Are there any controls to get it moving? Oh.
How many levels do you think we've come up, Shana?
Hey. Wow. Right into the nerve center.
It's enormous.
Oh, this is a control room. It has to be.
That is correct. I am the control center of Solaria D. Welcome.
Please, no, not another guardian angel.
My name is Solaria, Astra.
Solaria?
Why do you not know me? You are of Earth, for you have passed every test.
I think I know what this place is, Astra.
What?
There's nothing to worry about.
Do you have news of Earth for me, Telson?
What?
I have spent so many, many years wondering how she is faring.
How do you know our names?
I heard you using them. I watched your craft land. I was about to open an entrance for you, but you preferred to use a service wing.
What is this place?
I believe Dov knows.
What? How does he know?
It's an artificial sun, Telson.
Was an artificial sun, Dov. Solaria D was one of the 16 mighty dishes that were constructed in orbit around the Earth to pour down life-giving energy on the Earth during its journey to a new sun. The size of each dish, the spread of their beams and their orbital height above the Earth's surface were balanced so that the cycle of the seasons and of life and death itself would remain undisturbed during the Great Voyage.
Are you a free will computer, Solaria?
Yes. There was great opposition to the construction of free will computers. But the task of maintaining all the systems of even one Solaria was beyond the capabilities of their crews. You must tell me about yourselves.
We were born in space, on our mothership, Solaria. Our ancestors were born on Earth, but we've never seen it. When our mothership returned to the solar system, we discovered that the sun was unstable and that the Earth had vanished.
Can you tell us where the Earth has gone?
I cannot, Shana. Many of my systems have been damaged over the years by strange transmissions. All I know is that the Earth is near.
Oh.
Within 40 years.
Oh, that's close.
but then a spacecraft can travel at many times the speed at which it is possible to move a planet.
Oh, but you must be able to tell us. We've been searching for it for so long.
I understand, Astra. Because you are true human beings, I do not have the right to deny you access to the library. It contains all the holograms and entertainments which were provided for my crew. Also, there are all the logs and voice records of Solaria D. Every day that passes is recorded, even though the tracks are silent since the Earth abandoned me. I will release the locks.
Well done, Astra. I was beginning to give up hope of finding anything.
Well, luckily it's indexed among the last recordings before Solaria D was abandoned.
What is it?
Well, it's a special broadcast made by someone called Elker and Six. He was the president of Earth. It's over 100,000 years old, but it's still in marvellous condition. Well, are you ready?
Yes.
The purpose of this broadcast is to end the speculation about the fate of Solaria D. As you know, of the 16 artificial suns orbiting the Earth, the erratic performance of Solaria D had been causing its engineers some concern. The last attempt to close down its fusion reactor was a failure. Therefore, it was necessary for me to order that Solaria D be expelled from its orbit and sent on a course that will ensure its destruction. I regret to say that several engineers among its crew were killed when the traction beams were released. When our forefathers planned the departure of our Earth from the solar system, their calculations allowed for the loss of 10 Solarias during the voyage. Solaria D is our first failure, and we have a mere 40 years to go. I have every confidence that we will experience no further difficulties during the remainder of our voyage to our new sun, Novita 6.
Hey. Novita 6. All we've got to do is look it up on the star maps in here, and we've found the Earth.
In Solaria, Part 4 of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray, Shana, Hayden Wood, Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut, Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka, Jill Lidston, Tidy, David Goodison, Solaria, Pauline Letts, and Elkaran, Nicholas Courtney. Earth Search 2 is directed by Glyn Dearman.